Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about having an old friend on the show with us, ladies and gentlemen, and he's brought along with him a new friend. I feel like I've known the new friend, though, for a long time. Jim Ballard, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of What's the Rush, the author of Mind Like Water, and a number of other books that he's authored or co-authored. And as I said to you earlier in the show, Jim has a great talent, a great skill, a great blessing, really, for me, being able to put the philosophical and even the emotional into practical terms. And he's been doing that with us for a long time. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. That's very kind of you.
Well, it's good to have you back. And you brought along a new friend for me, haven't you?
Yeah, my best friend, Barbara Perman.
Yeah, Dr. Barbara Perman, she is the founder and president of Moving Mentor Incorporated, a company that provides moving management consulting and organizing services when people are trying to move their elderly parents to another situation. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for sharing Jim with us so much as you have over the years.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm going to let Barbara take the lead this morning because it's her business we want to talk about with you, and then we'll finish up talking about our book.
Well, Barbara, we'll see how that works, won't we?
Yeah.
Barbara, the book, and by the way, folks, the book, which is co-authored by Barbara and Jim, No Ordinary Move, Relocating Your Aging Parents. Barbara, as you may know, I've told Jim, my father, who died in 04, in 03, we had to move him to a nursing home. And I was very much involved in the move and in getting him settled in and helping him to be happy where he was. And so I'm going to be facing the same thing with my mother. I'm having conversations even as we speak with my mother about something similar, from moving from the big old house that she raised the kids in to another situation. And it's a process, isn't it?
It certainly is a process. And, you know, the fact that it's happening with you, it's become a national conversation is what's happening out there. And it is a process. And, you know, we're trying really to create a state of readiness in people for change so that it doesn't just happen to them. And when they make a change, they can adjust and have a good quality of life. That's what it's really all about.
Well, that's exactly right. And, Jim, I like the way Barbara said a national conversation because Barbara, you're exactly right, and I had never thought about it, putting it in those words. That's so well said because I'm a baby boomer. I'm kind of in the higher third of the older third of the baby boomers, I guess you could say. And every single friend I have who's anywhere around my age is either going through this, has already gone through it, or they're in the process of going through it, just like you said, Barbara.
Right.
80 million of us.
Yes. What's happening out there is that our parents are living longer, or our aunts and uncles, our relatives. And so we have parents in their 80s or 90s, and we have children, many of whom are grown, and mm-hmm. grandchildren. And
yeah.
We're trying also to juggle our work lives and our family lives. And that's a very tall order to keep that all together. I was with an adult daughter yesterday who said, you know, I live in California. My mother's in Massachusetts. I'm the glue in my family back in California.
Right.
How can I be running back and forth to be sure she's okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you're here, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Well,
and that's a role that we come in and play.
Well, that's what you do. You fill in for, you not only help people understand and go through the process of getting people moved, but you actually become the surrogate for people who are not in town, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we can, so we help people to strategize, coordinate moves and Then we help them downsize, pack, unpack, floor plan. We do every stage of that moving process.
Wow.
We are creating an industry out here of professional move managers.
How many people are doing what you're doing across the country right now?
There are at least 100 businesses, and we are actually, since we're one of the older ones, we're 11 years old, we're helping mentor new businesses.
Right. Well, good for you, Barbara. I really admire you, and I appreciate that. As someone who wants to help small business owners, have the maximum opportunity to be successful, I want to thank you for that effort. What about a national organization? Are you guys working on that?
There is a national organization, and it's about 5 or 6 years old. It's called,
is there a website?
There is. It's called NASMM.org. That's National Organization of Senior Move Managers, and it is on the web.
NASMM.org.
Yes.
And could we go there and maybe find somebody who's nearest to us?
Yes, you can go there and you can click on a map, of where you need services.
How would that happen? Let's say I picked up the phone and I called one of these people. Let's say I called you and I said, okay, Barbara, my mom's right there in Massachusetts where you are. I live in Indiana. How do I, what do we do? Where do we start?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can find a move manager on either end. We just did a move where we did the unpack in New York for a move that was coming from Miami in Florida. And there was a senior move manager down in Florida who called us and said, mm-hmm. We need somebody really fabulous for this move. A woman is moving after many years in Miami, going to be near her sons in New York. And we worked together on that move, every aspect of it. She sent pictures of every room, inventory of all the boxes, and we worked with their adult children for how to lay everything out and get everything ready. And I met the mom who was coming, who was in her 80s, a few times she came up to to see her new place and to get familiar and to meet us so that she knew that her things were being handled with great care.
Right, and respect. And Barbara,
respect.
Do you do other things like, do you help the families? Do you help the elderly person? Do you help them deal with the situation, the emotional and as well as the practical?
Jim, that's where Barbara really shines. She has a background in psychology.
Yeah, well,
we're going to come back and talk about
that.
Yeah,
we got to take a quick break. Yeah, you know how that works. Folks, by the way, I think it's important to point out here that Barbara has a master's degree from Oxford University and a doctorate in psychology from Edinburgh University in Scotland. That's a wonderful university. I've been there. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Jim and Barbara. I'm Jim. Stay with us. Station. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with my old friend, Jim Ballard, and his wife, his partner in life and in business, Dr. Barbara Pearman, and they're the co-authors of the book, No Ordinary Move, Relocating Your Aging Parents. That's what we're talking about. And is there a website for the book, Barbara?
There is. It's noordinarymove.com.
All right.
And the people can also be directed to our business website, which is movingmentor.com. It has tips and directions and resources for folks.
Also links to your national organization where someone, if someone was trying to reach some of these people that you've been helping to get their own programs going, their own mentoring programs going across the country, they can link to that too, right?
That's correct.
Barbara and Jim, there are the stories, this national conversation that you so eloquently described a little bit ago is multifaceted. I know people all over the country, my friends all over the country, many of my Brain Trust members, Jim, are going through this, and we talk about it when we have our visits and off the air especially, and some of them are just trying to get mom to move a mile and a half into a place where she'll be safer and more comfortable, or mom and dad. Some of them, like you were talking about, Barbara, are trying to get them to move, are needing to get them moved across the country to be nearer to them. And there are a lot of stories, and you cover those in your book, don't you?
We certainly do. You know, but the biggest move, really, Jim, is psychological. You know, you can move a mile, you can move across the country, but if a person isn't, if a senior isn't in a state of readiness, if any of us aren't in a state of readiness to move, then you can move the body and the rest doesn't happen. What we're looking for in the process of helping people move is to move them along in their life so that we create, as they begin to pack up the old homestead or wherever they're living, that as things go into boxes, they tell their stories, they take with them what's really important, leave behind what is the old baggage, and when they get to their new place, they're really ready for a new life.
Many times, though, Barbara, they're not leaving a house, they're leaving memories, aren't they?
Exactly. That's why I say the biggest shift is the psychological shift, the emotional shift.
On page 70, on page 73, Jim, you guys talk about three key principles for helping elders move, and I'm just going to read the three, and you guys can comment on them. Number one, don't take it personally. Number two, listen. Number three, help them reframe. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
I think one of the biggest things that adult children come to us, you know, when they have phone consultations with us or they pick up the phone and first call us, they say, I'm going home, I'm going to see mom, or I'm going to see mom and dad, and I can't even talk about this with them. They won't even let me bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
And so the first thing is to say this isn't a battle between the two generations of, you know, of a standoff of the opposition of two generations. It's coming to terms with new communication between the two generations.
Right.
And really listening to what's happening and meeting the resistance with some strategies. So if an adult child calls, we give them different strategies that they can use for going home. They're not going to hit their parents over the head with, you know,
right,
what, you really need to move.
Right. Jim, go ahead. You were going to say something.
All right. I think we deal, this is a major part of the story. When we started out to write the book, we didn't want to just do the usual how-to self-help book. We framed it in a story of an imaginary family, mm-hmm. the Alversons, that were going through this. And one of the major pieces is the dad's, Everett's, resistance. My home is my castle. This is where I belong. And, you know, wouldn't budge on that. So Sandy, the daughter, it's really her story throughout the book, has this to come up against, and she seeks out and finds a senior moving manager that's sort of the Yoda of moving that we put in the book, called Moving Mentor, and she's the sort of wisdom force in the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, and folks, it's a wonderful story, but interspersed inside of this story is two great sections of cartoons that Jim drew, by the way, and I love these, especially I love this one section, this whole series of little cartoons, Barbara, where the title of each cartoon is, I'm so glad I acted in time. And yes. I love that. And then also, folks, the three principles I mentioned earlier are there. And then in the back, this is worth the price of the book, if nothing else, Barbara, 101 Ways to Get Your Parents Moving. It's a great workbook that you have here.
Yeah, it's a one-liner tasks that move through seven stages of the moving process from I'm never moving out of my house. Two, I'm so glad that I moved, mm-hmm. and what people can do in each stage to help move the process along.
Well, Jim, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, you can get this book online very easily, but you can also go to your local bookstore and have them
right.
order it. It's a self-published book, but...
Right.
We're looking for it to get way out there, so
well,
we've got a lot of promo going.
Barbara, everyone with aging parents needs to have this book, and I mean that, folks. Barbara, congratulations. Thank you for being here. Jim, thank you for bringing Barbara along, and will you guys come back together again?
Sure.
Thank you, Barbara. Congratulations again. Dr. Barbara Pyramid, ladies and gentlemen, and Jim Ballard as well. Husband and wife team who wrote the book, No Ordinary Move. I'm telling you, folks, you need to know about this book. Very important. If you're a baby boomer, you need this book. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Dave Loins. He's with the SBA.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.